As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Why, thank you very much, and welcome to the one talk show in America that helps you make better money moves, the Ray Program. That's me, Ray Lucia, helping you out here today. If you want to jump on board, this is the best time to call, 844-729-7469, 844-RAY-SHOW. If you forget all the numbers, that's pretty easy, pretty doggone easy. Emails at raylucia.com, R-A-Y-L-U. CIA.com. Lots of stuff to get to today. Economic growth, which, if you haven't noticed, has been pretty darn good, right?
Pretty good.
And whether or not it stays over 4% GDP is highly suspect in my mind, but it's more than likely going to be better than that dismal 1.9 stuff we had for the 8 years prior to this new guy being in office. Of course, we don't know how much longer the new guys and ladies are going to be in control of both houses and the presidency, and that may make it a little more difficult to get economic growth going with tax cuts and regulatory changes and so forth. So we'll see what happens in the midterms, which are right around the corner, as you know. U.S. economic growth could push the 10-year yield as high as 4.5%. Remember, it wasn't that long ago. Was it 1 1/3 or so percent? That is a monumental jump in a fairly short period of time. And a lot of that is because the economy is on fire. We'll talk about that and the impact it may have on the bond market. Maybe I'll get to that this hour. I might have to do it in hour number two, which is why you need to listen to both hours. Remember back in the day, I used to do five. Believe that? Yeah, 5 hours a day I did. I did three in the morning and two in the afternoon until I got thrown off of the afternoon show. I don't know why. I know. I do know why. It's because a good guy by the name of Chet Tart heard the afternoon show. It was on in the Bay Area of San Francisco. And he said, hey, I kind of like that show. And he fired the guy that did the mornings and he syndicated me nationwide. And then I got to be way too much work. Nonetheless, I will talk about that in hour number two. This retirement expense has hit $100,000 annually. Think you know what it is. We may get a chance to talk about that. FICO is changing how it calculates credit scores. Could be good, could be bad. I'll try to bring you up to date on that. And, of course, stuff we ought to be talking about. But I saw this, and I've got to talk about it because it is football season. You like football? I love football. Calculated risks from the coach who never punts caught my attention because I'm a football guy, right? Went through college on a football scholarship. Played quarterback in four different colleges with three different knee surgeries. Kept changing. Anyway, Ben Carlson wrote about this. But Kevin Kelly, evidently the coach the head coach of Pulaski Academy, has some interesting news to share with us, and we might be able to relate to this story if I could only spit it out as investors. So sit back, folks. Relax. You're going to enjoy this one. Kevin Kelly, he actually read a report from a Harvard professor who analyzed 2,000 football games over a three-year period. His conclusion was that field position wasn't nearly as important as most of us as coaches. I did do this coaching thing before I got totally immersed into this business. But field position not nearly as important as most of us believed, myself included. The huge takeaway for Kelly was that you should, write this one down if you're a football coach, never punt the football. Never punt. What? Yeah, that's what he said. This kind of thing, I'm just baffled by it. As a person who has not only studied football, I helped my dad write a book on it way back in the day, and he became the winningest Pop Warner coach and then high school coach in the area. He would just kill it because he would do sophisticated stuff, although I do recall him punting. But in Pop Warner, he was required to once he got something like 24 points ahead of the other team. They would have to punt on first down, if you can believe that. Nonetheless, Kelly lays out an example with evidence. Let's say his team is backed on their 5-yard line and it's fourth down. Boy, I've been there before as a quarterback. Hated that one. If they go for it and don't make it, the other team gets the ball. They're going to score a touchdown 92% of the time. Hence, you should punt, right? Not so fast. If they instead punt the ball, the other team gets the ball at around their own 40-yard line. So from there, the number drops to 77% of the time they score. So it's not a huge difference in terms of scoring odds, but wait, there's more. If you factor in the fourth down conversion rate, it makes it even more sense. It makes even more sense to go for it every time. Pulaski's team converts on fourth down about 50% of the time. Now going for it every time doesn't sound so insane. They don't even have a punter on the team, as I said. This is crazy, right? Maybe not so much. Because they also onside kick every time. Now, they must have a field goal kicker, I would assume. I mean, if you're like fourth and 18 from the 20-yard line, I don't know, I guess you'd probably kick the field goal, wouldn't you? I didn't get that far, by the way. But he onside kicks every time. Kelly says you can tell who wins the game 75 to 80% of the time just by looking at the turnover battle. Now, intuitively, as coaches, we kind of knew this, but I never saw the Harvard study on it. So he's just trying to force turnovers through onside kicks. On average, kickoff the other team would get the ball at the 33-yard line. So if you do a kickoff, the other team returns it to the 33. With the average onside kick, the other team would get the ball on average at the 47-yard line. So they're only giving up 14 yards when they don't recover the onside kick. Their onside kick recovery rates average around 20%, so they get the ball 1 out of 5 times. This can really change the complexion of the game. There's also a stat that the team with the most big plays, 20 yards or more, wins 80% of the time. Certainly an onside kick would be a big play. So he structured his offense to make more big plays by utilizing laterals and throwing the ball deep. Of course, as we know, laterals and so forth can cause big plays in the other direction. Nonetheless, what does this have to do with investing? One, analytics aren't perfect, but they're necessary. Analyzing what your strategy is and what the chances of success may be, whether it be 4% rules and success ratio rates and so forth, by using analytics, you can tilt the scale to your advantage, sort of like counting cards in Vegas. That's why it's illegal there, because it tilts the odds in your direction. Measurement can improve performance. Performance measurement does you no good if you're not going to implement your findings in some way. Kelly said once he discovered this data, he felt he would have been providing a disservice as a coach had he not utilized these techniques in his program. Makes sense. Process overcomes all the time. If you have a process and you follow the process, I've said this a million times, get a plan. Even if the plan's not perfect, if you follow the plan religiously, you will succeed. Who's that guy, Lemonis on CNBC? That is the prophet. Doesn't he talk about process being the most important thing? You have to have a repeatable process. Next, make sure you're being compensated for the risk that you do take. What is the value of taking a risk? It makes no sense to take any more risk than you need to. And finally, going against conventional wisdom is not easy, but many times it's the right thing to do. We'll be back.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Listen on the go. Download the Biz Talk Radio app. Available in iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. Biz Talk Radio.
This is the Ray Lucia Show. If you have had trouble with your FICO score, like most of us have, you might be interested to know that FICO's changing how it calculates credit scores. This from the Wall Street Journal. Credit scores, which for decades have been based mostly on borrowers' payment histories, are now going to factor in how consumers manage cash in checking, savings, and money market accounts. Now, I haven't followed FICO nearly as closely as I do other stuff because it's not something that most of my listeners and viewers get all jacked up about. But personally speaking, I've been very frustrated over the years, back in the day anyway, when I owned a company that was fairly substantial, and I was forced into, by the lenders, signing leases personally and all that stuff, and somehow it messed with my FICO score. I mean, I paid all the bills on time, et cetera, et cetera. Now, they may have changed that by now. If you're a FICO expert, you can call in and correct me. But I think if your company is paying the bills, they don't necessarily hold it against you. But they showed up on my report many times as personal loans. So it looked like I borrowed gajillions of dollars because the company, you know, had a seven-figure revenue and, of course, paid out a bunch of expenses and then paid me my salary or dividend pass-through or whatever the case may be. But when they run my credit score, it looked like crap. It looked like I owed the world, which I did, but it was my company that owed the world, not me. But I had to sign personal guarantees. So anyway, it was frustrating. And my buddy Steve Alador went for the loans and the mortgages. He was able to figure all that stuff out and convince the lenders that I was credit worthy and could borrow money. Nonetheless, it has been frustrating for many. So here's what the WSJ had to say. FICO plans to roll out a new scoring system in early 2019, and it's among the biggest shifts for credit reporting and the FICO scoring system, the basis of most consumer lending decisions. No doubt about it. I hate it. I don't like it a bit that every lending decision is based on some stupid FICO score. But that's the world we live in today. I've got a friend that, you know, he's having trouble getting a mortgage. He's totally credit worthy. He's got income. He's got assets. He and his wife are the nicest people on the planet. And I was trying to help them get into a house. I mean, I even tried to use contacts and so forth. And because everybody, like the builders, have to report to the lenders, basically, because they're building these houses on borrowed money. And then they pay back those loans based on when those loans are sold to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. And the builder told me, you know, sorry, I can't help him because I won't be able to recover and sell that loan. And I can't put it in a pool with the other mortgages for obvious reasons. Fannie and Freddie will reject it. very, very, very frustrating. Maybe this will lighten up come the first of the year, I don't know. But here's what WSJ said. Borrowers can contest what they think is inaccurate information in their credit histories, but otherwise have little control over their scores. The so-called ultra FICO score will function as an appeal of sorts, like likely boosting many applicants with less than ideal records. If a traditional FICO score doesn't qualify an applicant for a loan, the lender can offer to recalculate the score to reflect banking activity. So it's now becoming way more important to maintain that FICO score and do everything humanly possible to keep it up there. But now you'll have an opportunity to actually appeal that score based on your other banking activity that otherwise is not looked at by FICO. For example, if applicants have several hundred dollars in accounts they've had for a while and transact frequently without overdrawing, they're likely to see their scores rise. Applicants will be able to choose which accounts they want considered when the score is recalculated. FICO said about 7 million applicants who have low credit scores as a result of borrowing histories would likely see their scores improve under the new system. Separately, some 26 million subprime borrowers could end up with higher credit scores, FICO said, with nearly 4 million seeing an increase of at least 20 points. 20 points doesn't sound like much, but it could be the difference between getting a decent loan and a crappy loan. So the moral of this story is, while these effects won't go into, won't happen until the first of the year, listen, you got a couple of months to really start working on cleaning up your FICO. And we know a couple of things about FICO, don't we? We know that number one, you got to pay your bills on time, every time. One 30-day ding will hurt your score. So set up your accounts to automatically pay 10 or 15 days ahead of time so that if something happens, you can go in and get the doggone thing paid before it goes delinquent. Pay on time, every time. Next, with respect to your credit debt, don't go over 30%. So if you have a credit card that's a $10,000 limit and you used $6,000 on it, and another one has a $5,000 limit and you've used none of it, well, maybe what you ought to do is take a couple of grand from that one that you don't owe anything on, or 30% of five, that's $1,500, and pay it down on the other one so that you don't owe $6,000. You own more like $4,500. You just reduced your debt-to-income ratio from 60% to 45%, and then pay more on that credit card to get it down below 30%. And if you do that, your score will go up. So that's important. And obviously, if you go online, you can look at how the FICO score is calculated and see what moves you need to make, or you can hire a firm that does that. They'll charge you. But be very, very careful here, because some of the firms make you sign these weird contracts where you pay them and they pay your credit cards and so forth. And I've found some of them to be legit, but many of them to hurt you more than they help you. I've had personal experience with that. So make sure you deal with a highly credible organization. But help could be on its way. And if you're thinking about buying next year, any kind of a major item where the FICO score is key, start working on the score today. We'll be back.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair, and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today, and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Attention investors. Respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Biz Talk Radio. Send us your feedback by emailing info@biztalkradio.com, or you can send us comments via the Biz Talk Radio app.
Welcome back, folks. It is the Ray Lucia Show, helping you out here live on your radio and television nationwide and coast to coast. Yeah, I haven't gotten over the Eagles yet, guys. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. Okay, so U.S. economic growth, it says here, could push the 10-year yield as high as 4.5% and send stocks crashing. So it says veteran investor Jack Albin, the founding partner and CIO at Crescent Wealth Advisors. He was on CNBC, as was Jeremy Siegel this morning. The stocks for the long run, perma bull, and neither one of them are all that excited about where interest rates are going and where the Fed is going. Obviously, it would be really nice if we had one of these so-called soft landings, but it doesn't usually happen that way. Usually the Fed basically rains on the parade with rising interest rates, and in this case, getting rid of this balance sheet, which is proving to be quite challenging, of trillions of dollars. But let me read what Karis Lahief, I guess that's how you pronounce Karis's name, wrote about. A Federal Reserve turned hawkish and a Treasury Department keeping bond markets well supplied have carried yields to their highest levels in 7 years. That's right. The party has been going on for 7+ years, and bonds have been fantastic until they weren't. Now, we've been warning about this for years, and in fact, just like Alan Greenspan in the late 90s, my warnings were prescient but early. And of course, whenever you start warning people about what could happen and it doesn't, you lose some credibility. Guilty as charged. But I'm gaining it back fairly rapidly in terms of, especially with municipal bonds and long-dated treasuries and so forth, some of those that did so fantastically well when interest rates were on the decline, now that interest rates are on the rise, not so much. So here's what Albin had to say. Historically, the 10-year treasury tended to track nominal GDP just as the overnight Fed funds rate tends to track real GDP, real meaning after inflation. A run-up in interest rates could derail growth, making it more expensive for consumers to borrow while raising debt costs for companies. And you know what that happens. If debt costs go up for consumers and companies, it's kind of hard for those companies to meet that 25% growth number that they've been hitting lately. And when the stock market is pricing in that sort of growth, well, you see what happens to profits. And overnight, you can experience some pretty serious, I won't do it this time, pretty serious volatility, which we've experienced this year a couple of times, but the markets have tended to rally back. By Albin's calculations, real economic run rate at 2.5% and a 2% inflation rate brings nominal GDP to 4.5%. Albin said the yield on the 10-year treasury should be roughly level with that figure. I don't know. That seems really optimistic to me. Again, please don't trust my macroeconomic judgment here, because I have no background in macroeconomics or microeconomics for that matter. My background is thousands of retirees and what to do and studying retirement planning for 40 years. Macroeconomics, not my thing. Not my thing. And you know what? If it were, I could be right and accurate just about the same percentage of the time as guys like this by flipping a coin. Seriously. Which is why I try to stay away from prognostications. And those on the air, such as myself, ought to do the same, because most of the time they will be wrong or right about 50% of the time. If that was to happen, that is nominal GDP at 4.5%. If that was to happen, the 10-year yield would soar to its highest level since 2007. All right, let's get into what does this mean to you. If the 10-year Treasury yield jumps from, what is it, 3.1 something today to 4.5%, that's a pretty substantial jump. And bond portfolios, nominally, would probably drop in principle 15 to 20% with that kind of a gain. Pretty ugly. Now, if you consider that you're getting a 3 to 4% return, your break even is going to be a few years away. A few years away. Not a fun ride. Again, I'm not predicting this will happen. And if it does happen, it may not happen over the course of a year or two. It may happen over 5 years. I don't know. But whether or not it happens over 2 years or 5 years, the results for the bond market still are not all that fun. And you might recall we talked about this last week, the fact that bonds can be in a bear market for 30, 40 years on an after inflation basis. Because remember, the Fed's not going to drive interest rates up if they don't sense that a higher GDP would lead eventually to higher inflation, because it normally does. It normally does. In particular, on the wage side, which is something that's been lacking for decades, as we've discussed. When wages go up, then companies that sell everything from stocks to socks get a chance to raise prices because consumers can afford to pay more, rather than suck it up like the market that we've been in for the past decade plus, where lower interest rates gave corporations the ability to borrow super cheap money, buy back stock, acquire companies, downsize, do all kinds of things to cut expenses, automate, so that they didn't have to pass those costs on to the consumers. But they're itching to do it. I can feel it. So the question then becomes, all right, what do you do about it? Well, it depends on where you are, frankly. It depends on where you are. Certainly, laddering out your bonds or buying a mutual fund and reinvesting your dividends will shorten the amount of time that it takes to break even. Because remember, dollar cost averaging works in the bond market just like it works in the stock market. And so if interest rates are going up, the value of your bond mutual fund is going down, but it's still spewing off a return. That return gets to buy more shares. So eventually, the wound heals itself if you're reinvesting. It's a little more treacherous if you're spending the money from the bond fund, because now you're reverse dollar cost averaging. So as the share price is going down, rather than purchasing more shares with the dividends jumping back in to the market, the bond market, you're having to sell those shares at a lower point. That's a weakness in bond funds, which is why I have brought up this whole idea of utilizing MYGAs, multi-year guaranteed annuity contracts, because a MYGA will get you a better rate of return than a treasury. For example, I looked them up this morning. The 10-year treasury is at 3.2%, almost. A 10-year MYGA, 4.3%. Not that I would do it, by the way. But even if you looked at a 5-year MYGA, 4.05%. The 5-year treasury, 3.05%. You are rewarded by 100 basis points. Now, there is a difference in risk, because in one case, the United States government is backing that investment. And in the other case, some insurance company out of Phoenix or New York or whatever is backing that investment. You and your advisor will have to make the decision whether that's worth it.
It may have been a messy divorce that cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. We fight for you using our proven experience and insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt, then call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. That's 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books, and unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College Real Estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this?
low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
The economy is booming. So how do you take advantage of the bullish market? Keep listening to Biz Talk Radio.
Online at biztalkradio.com.
Before I get the emails, you know, we're talking about bonds. I looked this up during the break. As of today, 73% of Morningstar's taxable bond funds and 90% of municipal bond funds have lost money so far this year. Municipal bonds typically go out longer on the yield curve. So, and there's a whole discussion on whether you should use individual bonds or bond mutual funds. It's kind of an exercise in futility because in reality, they're kind of the same, but that debate's been going on. Maybe I'll get a chance to talk about that on the air sometime. But in reality, the Reader's Digest version is they both go down at the same time, at the same rate, at the same pace, et cetera. So you could always sell your stupid mutual fund and then buy the individual muni bond at a discount. But that's another discussion. But I was talking about MIGAs, which don't go down in value because they're illiquid investments. You can buy a one-year MIGA, multi-year guaranteed annuity contract. Consider it a CD backed by an insurance company. These are very safe, but they're obviously not FDIC insured, although many states do have an insurance policy for them. Talk to your advisor. But I looked at the laddering out. Instead of buying a five-year treasury and earning 3.048%, you could ladder 5 years and get, in MIGAs, 3.21%. And then every year when the MIGA renews, you can either renew it at a higher rate or take the money and run. There's also an added benefit if it's a taxable account. The MIGA is tax deferred. And if you re-up the 1 year for a 5 year with the same company, then you've got your so-called bond ladder that's going on, and you're going to earn an effective interest rate that is higher, at least based on today's standards. So are you willing to accept the fact that insurance companies are nice folks, and 99% of the time, if you go with a halfway decent company, you're going to get all your money back? So that's the whole theory behind laddering MIGAs. All right, hit it, fellas. Let's get to some emails. Aaron is first up. I do get this one quite a bit. I would like to diversify, but everything looks overvalued. I've heard you talk about alternative strategies. Can you help me? Yeah, one of the alternative strategies is also overvalued. It's called real estate. So it is very, very difficult. However, there are alternative mutual funds that exist out there. And I have to be careful because I don't want to, you know, talk you into something that where you can't tolerate the risk. These are not risk-free funds. And for the most part, they have not had fantastic performance over the past 5 years or so. An alternative strategy mutual fund. Why haven't they had good performance? Come on. You know, when you put money into the stock market and it goes up at 15% per year, all of the money's gone out of alts and into the stock market because people do the wrong things at the wrong time for the wrong reasons. I think now is an excellent time to be looking at alternative strategies, which would include alt mutual funds, but it would also include emerging markets, which for the past 10 or 11 years have stunk up the room. But in reality, the PE ratios on emerging market mutual funds right now, 10, 11, the CAPE is over 30 for the S&P. So yes, it has been a rough ride for diversified portfolios. I get that. Don't beat up your broker. Don't beat up your money manager. Don't beat up your mutual fund. Don't beat up your financial planner who put you in a diversified portfolio and that worked to your disadvantage, because that very diversification will likely work to your advantage when the S&P 500 stinks. And so many people, from Jeremy Grantham to this Albin fellow to so many others, are saying things don't look so hot. Ray Dalio, I mean, guys that run multi-billion dollar hedge funds are saying, you might want to tiptoe a little bit instead of going whole hog, especially into tech and FANG stocks that have done so, so well. If we only knew, but we don't. Raina is next. This one I also get a lot. I would like to start saving. Should I go with the Roth or traditional 401k plan? I get a 3% matching contribution. Raina, I will answer this the way I've answered it many times before. I don't know. It depends. My suspicion is you're fairly young and you haven't accumulated millions of dollars. So if you're young and you're dollar averaging and so forth, I like the Roth. However, if you're in a high bracket, say 25% or more, I probably would do the 401k plan. By the way, the company match is all going to go in to a pre-tax account. You can't get that in the Roth. But I would do the 401k up to the company matching contribution and take my tax savings and invest that in a personal Roth where you have access to the money. You don't have access to the Roth in the 401k unless you borrow it. So let's do the 401k with pre-tax money and the Roth IRA with your personal post-tax money funded by the tax savings you receive when you invest the money. If you invest $1,000, you're saving $250 in taxes. So put $1,000 into the 401k, take the $250 in tax savings, put that in a Roth. So if you're putting $5,000 into the 401k, you could, Uncle Sam will pay $1,250 for you to fund the Roth. It's pretty simple. And if you can put more into the Roth, do that too. All right, I'm out of time. I'm sorry I couldn't get to Eduardo. I'll do that next hour. In the meantime, I hope you enjoyed this hour of Money Power. Tell your friends and neighbors about the show. Now go out and make it a great one. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to...
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.